All right, Maseches Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Again, I'm going to be using the Art Scroll translations here. The Art Scroll makes their best effort to explain the different species discussed in the Mishnah based on the Bar Tanura, and I'll go with that translation and then sort of add a few thoughts. So the Mishnah says, we're going to list a number of different peros hadama, kind of things that grow on the ground, that they don't look that similar, and therefore one might think that they are kilayim to plant together, but the Mishnah says, in general, enam kilayim zebezeh, they are not kilayim, meaning they actually are considered to be the same species by the Torah. Here's the list. Hakishus v'melefafon, enam kilayim zebezeh. These two fruits, whatever they are, or vegetables, one a chait melon and one a musk melon. Kishus, a chait melon, melefafon, the musk melon, according to the Art Scroll's explanation of the Bar Tanura, are not kilayim zebezeh. I do not know what a chait melon or a musk melon are. What I do know is that kishus or kishuim are most likely, according to many other places, cucumbers. The cucumbers we know and love. And melefafon, although in modern Hebrew means a cucumber, not clear what it is. The Rambam and the Perish Mishnayos, like the Yerushalmi, understand that there's two different words put together here. Melo, which is an apple, and a papon, which is a melon. So there, Rabbi Huda understood this is some, we didn't see him yet, but Rabbi Huda is going to understand that this is some sort of combination of an apple, a hybrid of an apple and a watermelon. I don't know what the melefafon is beyond the musk melon translation, meaning it looks like a watermelon, only it's apple in color, I guess, or apple in flavor. Worth noting that in modern Hebrew, the kishus or kishuim is zucchini. That's definitely, definitely wrong. The zucchini is a kind of squash, and all squashes come from the New World, from the Americas, and the zucchini is a particular kind of squash that was developed in the 19th century in Italy, hence the name zucchini, very Italian name, and certainly not a correct translation. In any case, hakishus and melefafon, enum kilayim zebezeh, they look a bit different, but they're actually considered the same species, and therefore not kilayim to grow together. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says they are kilayim. Next, the chazeres v'cheres chazeres galim. Chazeres is lettuce, perhaps romaine lettuce. It's important to Lachli because that is the preferred vegetable or green to be used for your maror, your bitter herbs, and Pesach. And even though lettuce isn't bitter, it does get bitter as it ages. So it starts out sweet and gets bitter, and that's why it actually is ideal for the maror in the Seder, because it resembles the shibud in Mitzrayim, which started out not difficult, rather it started out being sweet when they first came to Eretz Mitzrayim, and then later on it became bitter. Chazeres galim means the lettuce of mounds or mountains, and presumably just means kind of wild lettuce, kind of wild lettuce. Our translation is that lettuce and wild lettuce. Next, and those are not kilayim zebezeh. Next you have the ulshin and ulshe sade. Ulshin, they translate as chicory. Chicory is kind of like an endive or an escarole. It's like sort of like a bitter green. You know what those are. And ulshe sadeh would mean, you know, ulshin, chicory of the field, wild chicory. So these look a little different, but they're actually the same species and not kilayim one with the other. Next, you have kreshim. Now, kreshim are translated here as leeks. We can stick with that, of course. And kreshe sadeh are not kilayim. Kreshe sadeh would be wild leeks. Next, you have kusbar and kusbar sadeh. Kusbar translated as coriander. You may know the same plant as cilantro. Cilantro and coriander is the same plant. Cilantro used in Mexican cooking a great deal. Some people love it. Some people have a gene that makes it taste like soap or dirty socks to them. So you may or may not like the taste. But in either case, the plant typically is called cilantro. The little seeds are called coriander, familiar to South Africans as the primary spice in biltong. Kusbar is important to us. I'll call it halachically, as much as the Torah describes the man that fell to look a lot like the coriander seeds. In any case, kusbar and kusbar sadeh, meaning the coriander and the wild coriander, or the cilantro plant, the wild cilantro plant, the same thing, are not kilayim zebezeh. Same goes for chardal and chardal mitzri. Chardal is mustard, and chardal mitzri is Egyptian mustard. A lot of conjecture that perhaps it is considered white and black mustard plants with white and black mustard seeds. Perhaps in any case they look quite different, but but they're not Kilaim Zeba Zeba because they're really the same kind of plants, same family, same species, as far as the Torah is concerned, the same mint. Next, we have the Dala'as HaMitzri and the Ramutza. Dala'as HaMitzri means the Egyptian gourd, the gourd kind of like a squash, kind of like a pumpkin, if you don't know what a gourd looks like. In any case, so you have the Egyptian gourd, and you have the Ramutza. According to the article, they translate Ramutza as the ash gourd. I don't know what an ash gourd is. There is another pshat that Ramutza is the name of a place. So it's Dala'as HaMitzri in contrast with the Dala'as Ramutza. And in any case, they look quite different, but they are considered to be the same species as far as Kilaim is concerned, and it's not a problem to plant them together. And finally, a pool. Pool means a bean. Here they translate this as the Egyptian bean. So, pool of mystery, Egyptian bean. And hecharuv. Now, charuv normally would mean a carob. Carobs grow on trees, carob trees. This is definitely not a carob from a tree because, of course, there's no kilayim when it comes to trees whatsoever. And, of course, they're beans and trees not going together. So, this is talking about some kind of bean that the pods look a lot like carob pods, presumably. Article suggests it would be called the carob bean or perhaps the asparagus bean. I don't know. In any case, they're also the pool hamitzri and the charuv are not kilaim, one with the other. You could plant them together.